This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for June 9th. I'm Paul Plack. A steerman, one of eight flying into Reagan National Airport to promote the debut of the National Air and Space Museum's Legends of Flight 3D IMAX documentary, ground looped and flipped yesterday. The pilot and a reporter along for the ride escaped without injuries. The U.S. Navy's F-35C, the carrier-based variant of the Joint Strike Fighter, made its inaugural flight on Sunday, departing Naval Air Station Fort Worth Joint Reserve Base and logging 57 minutes in the air. Hawker Beechcraft Services says it's ready to upgrade Collins Proline 21-equipped King Air 200s and 300s with WAAS and is taking appointments now. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says that as of Monday, the Transportation Security Administration is checking 100% of airline travelers within the U.S. and its territories against terrorist watch lists in a program TSA calls Secure Flight. Two New Jersey men, the FBI says, have ties to Al-Qaeda, were arrested at JFK International Airport Saturday night as they attempted to board separate flights leaving the country. A 53-year-old TSA airport supervisor was killed by a gunshot, according to an autopsy, but it looks more connected to domestic violence than terrorism. The American Federation of Government Employees is asking to exclusively represent, but not bargain on behalf of, TSA employees. A Delta Airlines flight attendant has been arrested at Indianapolis International Airport for allegedly carrying a loaded Glock in her carry-on bag. And The Last Time is finalizing plans for a four-day celebration of the DC-3's 75th anniversary, just not at Oshkosh. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, part two of SpaceX CEO Elon Musk's press conference following last Friday's successful launch of the Falcon 9. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.